My name is Becky Rookert. I am 18 years old. Today is June 9th, 2021, and I am speaking with Rachel Rookert, who is my sister. We are recording this interview in Irvine, California. How would you describe your daily routine?
I would say it's rather simplistic and on the boring side. I'm actually a sophomore in college, so I'm actually taking summer classes at the University of Southern California. So my main goal of the day and my main focus is just going through those. So I have classes from 8 to 2 every day. And then on top of that, I'm a high school water polo coach. So I coach in the mornings as well and in the afternoons. And besides that, I'd say I'm just, I also work at a boba shop. So I also spend my time there or also spend my time with friends. But yeah, I'd say it's rather just school oriented.
What are your biggest goals in life?
I'd say overall my biggest goal is to just be happy and just surround myself with good people and just enjoy the time that I have here. Besides that, if we're speaking towards like career goals and more towards like career goals and life goals, I'd say that I actually want to own my own business. I would like to expand into like a fashion franchise. I would also like to own like some fitness studios, invest in real estate. I think there are a lot of like avenues that I'd like to go through, and I hope I could accomplish all of them. I guess my in terms of academic goals, I obviously want to pursue my MBA. I'm currently an economics major, so just to expand my knowledge of business and just explore my own avenues, I want my MBA. And then on top of that, as of my undergrad career, academic goals, I'd say that although I have only been in college for about 1.5 years, I'm planning to graduate by next summer, so I'd graduate in 2.5 years. So right from there, I'd go to a 1-year MBA program, and then I'll accomplish all my academic goals.
Who is your person? Why?
I would say it'd have to be my best friend, Ryan. He's also my boyfriend. I just had to get that out there. I'd say he is my person just because I feel like I definitely have gone through, like, a lot of life struggles. Like, my dad passing away, kind of just having a life identity crisis as a 17-year-old, just dealing with a lot of stuff. And I'd say that he really just helped me through that, helped me grow as a person, like just helped me gain a lot of self-confidence in myself, and I feel like there's no one else that I'd rather have by my side, and I don't think anyone else could like lift me up in the same way that he does.
What is one thing you look forward to in life?
Looking forward to? I'd say just getting my future all settled out. I think I'm looking forward to traveling. In the near future, I definitely want to live in New York City for a little bit. Definitely want to travel all across Europe, and I think I'm really looking forward to that. I think, like, in the long run, I'm really looking forward to getting married and having kids, having my kids go into the NFL, really want an NFL baby over here. And yeah, I guess I'm also really just looking forward to like everyone else around me succeeding. I'm looking forward to seeing Becky grow as a person and just accomplish her goals. I'm looking forward to like seeing my mom accomplish some of her goals, like starting her own business and buying her own house, stuff like that. I think I really just want to see the people around me succeed as well.
Describe your dream wedding.
As much of a planner as I am, I really have not thought into my dream wedding at all. I'd say that, I'd say that we definitely want it on the smaller side. I think it is more intimate in that way, and when you're surrounded by the people you love rather than more acquaintances that you do know of, but they're not necessarily considered a loved one. Like, I definitely want my my immediate family around, and like my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, and stuff like that. I'd say we definitely want to get married in California, just because I think that's easier for everyone around us. And I guess we do have to get into the specifics of when. I want to preface this by saying that my boyfriend and I have been dating for 4 years, so we're definitely waiting till we finish all of our college, all of our MBAs and everything. So probably when I'm around 24, 25-ish, and I'm currently 19 for reference.
What is an animal that would describe your personality?
Ah, this is a question that I can answer very solidly. If I had to pick any animal that is exactly like me just embodied in an animal, it would definitely be our dog Tofu. She's literally a 10-pound Maltipoo. She literally is full of energy, the weirdest little dog you'll ever see, barks for no reason. She jumps up and barks at you for no reason. She loves cracking water bottles, but she's also a smart cookie. Like, she knows what she's doing. Like, if she wants something, she will get it, which I think is definitely a reflection of me. Like, as soon as I want something, I know I'm gonna achieve it and I really want to get it. And yeah, I'd say she is also very energetic, which I describe myself as. I can be a bit too much at times, I'd say. And I definitely think she does have that, like, loving element. She really does. Fun fact, I actually wrote my college essay about my dog that was a reflection of me, but that's a story for another time. But besides that, I do think she's very loving, and she does put, like, she does care about us, and you can see that, like, if someone's having a bad day, someone's crying, she always knows. She starts scratching at our doors, she tries laying next to us, all that stuff, and I feel like that also does really reflect me.
Do you have a dream career?
Yes, I want to be a business owner.
Describe it.
I think we've already discussed this. As of right now, I think there are several different avenues that I do really want to pursue, and I hope that I can achieve all of them. First and foremost, I believe I'm going to begin investing in real estate, which I think is just something that will not be, like, my primary job. Like, I do not want to be, like, a real estate agent, but I do want to own my own properties. So I will begin investing in that. So that's more of, like, a side job. And then on top of that, I think my main focus that I really want to pursue is my own, like, streetwear fashion brand, which I have already begun working on. And so more like streetwear clothing, just kind of just figuring out what I want to be in fashion, kind of thing. And then also I want to, like, go into fitness as well, with, like, spin studios, more like kickboxing studios, circuit workouts, stuff like that. Something that is very fitness oriented, because I believe I'm a very fitness oriented person, and I think they're both reflections of, like, two of my biggest loves, which is, like, fitness and fashion.
Who has impacted you the most in your life?
I think there are several different answers, and I think there are three people that come to mind. And it's definitely my mom, Becky, who's obviously smiling at me right now, and my boyfriend, who I've already mentioned. I feel really awkward mentioning him, but I feel like he needs an honorable mention. But yeah, I feel like my mom, just because I feel like she's my mom, obviously, gave birth to me, literally the reason I'm here. But on top of that, I feel like she definitely does have her kinks, does have her quirks, but I think she's taught me a lot of valuable life lessons. And I honestly couldn't ask for, like, a better mom and someone that could show me, like, a lot of more, like, values. Like, I feel like my mom is very strong-willed. She's very, She is very, like, she has her head on straight. She's not very biased. Like, she'll say how it is. She will not be biased towards any side. She's a very compassionate person. She puts other people before herself, which I think is very harmful in some aspects, but honestly, is probably one of the things I respect most about her. And yeah, honestly, if I had to pick one person that I love most in the world, definitely my mom. If I could pick anyone who I wanted to be, probably my mom in most aspects. Some aspects, no. But, I mean, yeah. Honestly, I would want to be my mom. And I think it would be very honorable to be her.
What is one of your core memories?
Core memories. You're really digging deep over here. Core memories. Well, I guess I could think of something with Becky. I guess a core memory that she always loves to bring up is when she broke her collarbone in the second grade. So me and Becky are actually 11 months apart. So she was in second grade, I was in third grade. Okay, she was in first grade, I was in second grade, okay. So for reference, she was 6 and I was 7. And my friends, well, not like my close friends, but more like school friends, they actually decided that they wanted to throw Becky. So they were swinging her, grabbing her hands and her legs, and just throwing her. And then all of a sudden, one of those throws was too hard, and she cracked her collarbone. And this recess, I was just minding my own business, and Becky always makes fun of me till this day. But she came up to me crying, literally as the bell rung, and she was holding her collarbone and crying. And she's like, I'm in pain. And I was like, okay, bye. I'm going to class. And I just walked past her while she was crying. And then we found out later that day she broke her collarbone.
Did you feel bad?
Well, I did feel bad later. But honestly, in like retrospect, I had my priorities right. I didn't know anything was wrong. I knew I had to be in class, you know.
What are your hopes for your future children?
Honestly, I feel like I just do hope that they're just happy and healthy in the long run. I think I've already mentioned this before, but I would like to have a son that goes into the NFL. That is just one of my dreams, if you will. I mean, I do think it's like funny to say, and I think it would be really cool to happen, but I mean, if none of them are athletic, that's completely fine too, as long as they're happy and just doing what they love. I honestly do have expectations. Like, I'd like them to have good grades. I'd like them to be athletic. I'd like them to have, like, a creative side, et cetera. I think that's kind of what everyone aspires for their children to have as, like, a parent. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing you could ask for is just for them to be, like, good people at heart and just have, like, compassion, just, like, care for everyone around them. Yeah, and I guess just not caring about themselves and, like, being very spoiled little brats.
What is your favorite season of the year? Why?
I love fall. I don't know why. I just love the vibes. It's just a vibe check. But I think that's also just a reflection of my mom, because my mom always says that her favorite season is fall, because both Becky and I were born in fall. So I think that might also have something to do with it. But yeah, personally, it's just my favorite weather.